Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Last week, we preached a message entitled The Panoramic View of the Vision, Part 1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Part 2. God has a vision for your life, and He wants to give you a full view of it. So why? Why? So you can receive it. Not just pray about it, not just hope it might work, but receive spiritual, physical, financial, every view of your vision needs to be in your hands, in your mouth. So let's go to Part 2 of the panoramic view of the vision. Get a pencil and paper. Take some notes. Look at your notes last week. I'm telling you, this is changing your life. Watch this and be blessed. Now I want to get into Part 2. And I told you this last night. Write this down. We must prophesy to our unreached possibilities. Write that down. We must prophesy to our unreached possibilities. Why? Because we have the power to transform life. I prophesy to myself all the time. Let me say it again. We must prophesy to our unreached possibilities because we have the power to transform life. I prophesy to money. Money's not looking for me. I mean, I'm not looking for money. Money's looking for me. I prophesy. You come to me. Not so I can go buy stuff. A person asked me that yesterday. I think the Powerball lottery is up to 700 and something, $800 million. But just if you won the lottery, whatever, what would you buy? I said, nothing. Swear to God, nothing. I got everything I want. I'd give a lot of money in ministry. Now people say, well, you know, that lottery is gambling. Really? Who told you that? Oh, he got quiet in here. Now, I'm not telling you to go buy a lottery ticket, but let me give you an example. You ever been to a church fair? You ever been to a church? And my God, and they made you buy a ticket for a cake? And a $2 ticket or a dollar for your cake? And you won the cake? That's a lottery. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and buy a lottery ticket. That's not the issue. You know, I'm saying that. That gambler's a sin. Oh, where'd you get that at? Where'd you get that at? The only time God talks about gambling is in the Bible. One time, they gambled for his robe. You don't gamble for rags. You gamble for something better than what you got. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and gamble, because you see, if you are gambling and you're taking food out of your children's mouth, that's a sin. But if you are drunk, and you're not a gambler, but you are drunk, and you're not paying your bills, you're taking food out of your children's mouth. That's a sin. You see what I'm trying to say? I leave that to you, what you want to do. But I made up my mind that my faith is not a risk. It's a relief. You ought to write that down. That's good. See, my faith is not a risk. It's a relief. It's just so wonderful to believe in stuff you can't see. Because if you can't see it, neither can the devil. The evidence of faith is not seen. Satan is not a faith devil. He's a flesh devil. He goes by what he sees. When he tempts Jesus, he said, turn that rock into bread. He's pointing to something he can see because he can't believe by faith. He lost all that. Are you hearing me? We must prophesy to our unreached possibilities. So I say, $6 billion, come to me. And it did, but it had stipulations on it. I'm not going to take stipulations. The Lord told me, he said, you got a $20 million donor coming. I said, yes, sir. I know exactly what to do with that because I have a project for it. If I didn't have the project, I wouldn't be looking for it. You come to me. Well, when? When people believe. See, a lot of people say, I'm believing. No. You're hoping. You know, they're trying to be nice. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't need nice. What I need is somebody to know in whom I have believed and be persuaded. When Kathy goes to the mall, I don't need to believe she's going to spend money. I know she's going to spend money. And I ain't got a problem with that whatsoever. Because when we started out, we had nothing. She went to Payless Shoes. Now she pay more. So I prophesied to my unreached possibilities. It's unreachable in the natural. So I use a spirit called prophecy. Prophecy is history wrote in advance. You come to me because this is what God told me to believe. See, it's history. So I know what's coming because I create my history by what I prophesy. Are y'all getting this? See, that's the panoramic view. I honestly believe this. I would have never met Kathy Marie Carrere because she lived in Houma, Louisiana, which is about 45 miles from here. I was raised on the West Bank of New Orleans, actually in the worst borough of New Orleans, Algiers. You don't want to go to Algiers unless you're packing a gun. You do what you got to do. Well, to make a long story short, my father got transferred. He worked for Getty Oil Company to go to home. And I never forget my mama. They're all in heaven. She said, I ain't moving to home. Not Homer, Homa, H-O-U-M-A, the Homus Indians. That was the original people there. And I remember my dad saying, he said it to us. He called my mama, Mama. He said, Mama, if I don't take this, and it was actually a promotion. He said, they may fire me. So that's how we moved to Homa. And that's how I met Kat. And I believe this to the day I go home to be with the Lord or he comes in at rapture, that the only reason God transferred my father to that place so I would meet Kathy. He saw this ministry. See, he was prophesying my history, this unreached possibility, because we have the power to transform life. And I've told people this. I've had people say, man, I'm a drunkard. I said, not after I finish praying for you. And boy, they think that's cockiness and arrogance. You know, well, suppose you start drinking. No. See, there's confidence and assurance. I said, when I lay hands on you, when you're going to see booze, you're going to want to vomit. I said, are you ready to vomit? Yeah, I'm tired of it. I said, because that thing's controlling you. How do you know that's going to happen? The transformation of life through the prophecy of unreached possibilities. See, that's panoramic view. That's why I believe all your visions will come to pass. I'm not just looking at mine. I don't want to be the biggest boy on the mountain. I just want to be the mountain. I want everybody together. I like people. You see what I'm saying? I want them happy. You know, went to Hawaii one time and Kathy was doing some major shopping. And in Honolulu, I don't rent cars. Hard time to park them, you know. So I just get cabs, you know. And man, we filled up the back seat and the trunk. The cab driver said, I want to thank y'all for coming to Hawaii. Y'all have increased the economy of Hawaii. I said, well, we'll be back tomorrow. He said, ask for me, because I gave him a nice tip, you know. I like being a blessing to people, you know. And it's just fun, you know. It's just fun to be a blessing. When you understand that, that's prophesying to unreached possibilities. Write this down. All that you cannot do, God will do. All that you cannot do, God will do. Not might, maybe. No. He will do it. All that you can do, God will never do. Let me say it again. All that you cannot do, God will do. All that you can do, God will never do. He will not do your job. Prime example, Peter. Old big bad Herod, gonna kill Peter because he killed James. He's locked down several gates. Chain of wood for 5 long years. I think about them songs. Watch that. Locked down. The boy is sleeping. The angel had to kick the boy to get him up. You think he was worried? He went in there. Oh, Jesus, gloom and despair. Oh, God, you don't do something. I ain't going to make it. Oh, Lord, help me. Nah, he's asleep. The angel comes down there, touches, bam, the chains fall off of him. The doors are locked, bam. Everybody's still sleeping. You drop chains, man, chains are loud. Get up, Peter. Because there's a whole prayer meeting going on. Everybody praying, but they ain't believing anything they prayed. And that's a fact. It was harder for Peter to get in the prayer meeting than it was to get out of jail. Because there was a girl named there, Rhoda. Her name was Rose. She went to the door. Now they all prayed. Help, he's our leader, Jesus. Rhoda says, Peter's at the door. Shut up, man. He's in jail. Well, what are you praying for? But here's the revelation. He got him out of jail, but he didn't bring him to the house. Uh-uh. The Bible said he got him out of jail, and the angel departed. Now, Peter, get your butt up and get to the house, because the light's coming on. They're looking for you. Get that, bam, 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 bam. And I preached a sermon. I want to preach it at Eagle Mountain Church. Someone knocking on the door, somebody ringing the bell, and that's Peter. Bam, 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 bam. Watch this. The angel didn't walk with him to the house. He's not going to walk with you to your house, because see, that's what Peter could do. God will not do what you can do. That's to understand this panoramic vision. He only does things that you cannot do. He works in the realm of impossibility. You work in the realm of possibility. Notice, he said, as soon as he got out of the jail, the angel, he's standing outside now. Angel says, see you later. Now, he could have stayed there and got caught and be put in jail again. He said, just get to the house. Go do what you have to do. Y'all get it? You like that, huh? That's a good little revelation. Someone knocking on the door. So when you understand that, let me say it again. All that you cannot do, God will do. All that you can do, God will never do. See, now you're prophesying to these unreached possibilities, you see. So you see in this panoramic view, north, south, east, and west, which means all your minister friends, all your, ought to be just as successful as you are, all of us. There should not be one failure in the body of Christ whatsoever. And the only reason preachers and ministries have financial trouble is because people won't do what God said to do. Now, the reason why I go to my favorite restaurant in New Orleans, and I've got a bunch of them, I can tell you where to go, son. And I tell you, I mean, we love food. Oh, it's New Orleans. People come here to eat. You see what I'm saying? And I like Mr. B's. The people, I barbecue shrimp, shoot it in your veins. Jesus. I mean, you talk about high, it's good. You know, I like it. It ain't healthy, but it's wonderful. You know, at least I don't think it's healthy. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. And we like gumbo. What is that? I don't know, but it's just good. And when Kathy makes a gumbo, it takes 3 days to get the smell out of my house. And I love every bit of it. We take nose hits as we walk down the halls. Y'all never done drugs before, so you don't know what I'm talking about. We used to do that before we saved. We take a little nose hit. Look at a Christian. What's that? You don't want to know that. See? Just remember, if you're waiting for God to do something you can do, he's not going to do that. But all that you cannot do, God will do. You know, I was telling you last night, I kept going to the throne, 100 millionaire, 100 millionaire, 100 millionaire, and I thought, that's a lot of money. Jesus, I ought to be able to touch the world for that. No, because the world is way more expensive than that. You see, to touch the world. Now, you got to get into the billion flow. Well, why are you stopping there? Because, you see, if the government can owe trillions, how come you can't have trillions? Now, you got to prophesy to that unreached possibility. See what I'm saying? Now, well, I can't do that. That's when you give God a job. I've said this before. I have to say it again. Years and years ago, when I had my first board, it was Sunday night, and we were going to have the board meeting on Monday. I was in my office, and I thought of this scripture. I said, present your petitions and supplications with thanksgiving unto God. So I took the piece of paper, and I put it up to the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you think about this? This is what we're going to do for the next year is believe in God. And I could actually see it in my spirit. I was in the spirit when I was doing it. And the Lord said, there's no faith in this. I said, what? He said, there's no faith in this. You just put me on an unemployment line. I guess I got to go to the unemployment line and get my check. There's no faith in this. And I said, he said, Jesse, you determine this list by last year's receipts about what the ministry brought in last year. And you added just a little bit to it. You know, it's called growth. He said, there's no faith in this. I said, give it back to me. And I ripped it up and threw it away. And I wrote, Nancy, some of the most craziest things you ever saw in life. Stuff I had never been able to do. I hadn't had our money for nothing. Boy, and the next morning I presented it to the board and they went, good Lord, Jelly. I said, I tell you what, I'm never going to give y'all anything we're going to do determined by what my ministry made the last year, what came into my last year's. And, you know, and I gave God to December the 31st for the whole year. God met everything on that list by October the 1st. And I said, why October the 1st? He said, I'm more than enough. I'm El Shaddai. So now, and when I talk to the board, I tell them, you know, the board, my board's here. Everybody, board members, just lift your hands up, y'all around here. So they're all here. I mean, and I said, okay, this is, and it's unbelievable. It has to be. Because I learned that lesson that day. I will never determine anything in vision but what I made the year before. And add just a little bit to it to make myself feel good. No. All that you cannot do, God will do. All that you can do, God will never do. Write this down. Beware of being indifferent. See, people get indifferent with their vision, see. Beware of being indifferent. Why? What is indifference? What does it do? It will dull your senses, infect your mind and your soul, or actually infect the mind and soul of your vision. Beware of being indifferent. It will dull your senses and infect the mind and soul of your vision. See, you can have a good business, but if you become indifferent with it, you're going to make a certain amount of money, and after a while, your product is going to go down. But if you stay passionate with your product, watch it, because people that are coming to your business, that's partnership. They're coming to you because they like what you produce. See, they like your vision. And I love this point. I'm talking about this panoramic view now, north, south, east, west. I'm talking about your vision when I'm writing this point. Vision has become heroic when it learns to trample underfoot all moods and feelings. Vision has become heroic when it learns to trample underfoot all moods and feelings. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved by what I believe. Because my vision and your vision should trample all moods and all feelings. Now God can work with you. Because see, everything is under your feet. And you walk by faith and not by sight. So when I do business, and I know how to do, I wouldn't go to, if I was going to a bank, I wouldn't wear the shirt. Let me give you a little business. Put on a blue pinstripe suit, look real dressy, not business, and walk in there and do business. If you walk in and say, man, could you please lend me some money? They're going to run you around. But if you just walk in and say, let me tell you something, I came here so this bank can make some money. Are you ready to make some money? Are you ready? Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to learn. The guy just said, what? I said, you want to make some money? Yeah. Yeah, I'm here for you to make some money. I've had to tell people that because they're bored. I said, because they don't have any money. They're using other people's money. They're using yours. You understand? I came here so you can make money because they're going to charge you that interest rate. Amen. And now when you got cash, cash is king, baby. Cash is king. And beware of the United States government. They want you to have a cashless society. Don't ever do that because then they know all your business. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand, that's what God was saying, Abram. Look north, look south, look east. Okay, let's take Abraham's name out. George. Look north, look south, look east, look west. Jonathan, look north, look south, look east, look west. All of you, all your visions. Business, look north, look south, look east, look west. That's why I'm not too much in climate change. These people ain't got a lick of sense. I mean, I understand we got to take care of the environment, but we're on the same planet. It's not going to work if China doesn't do something, if India doesn't do something. But them crazy Biden people ain't got a lick of sense. You know what's going to happen to the pollution? It's going to float over the ocean. Their pollution is going to flow over the ocean. Now, if we was on a different planet, whole nother ballgame. I understand that. And I believe in the environment and all that kind of stuff. But to a certain point, natural gas is some of the cleanest burning fuel you ever seen. See, there's some of these people, they're in the electrical vehicle business. It's all about money. You can say what you want. It's about money. See, so when you understand that, I don't care about my moods or my feelings. It has nothing to do with me. I'm a spirit housing a soul and clothed in a body. Now, I said this at the very first, when we first got there. Every part of the vision is the time frame of your destiny. So you have to understand the time frame has to be right. And faith is not only to possess a vision, but to be possessed by it. So I'm possessed by my vision, but I'm also possessed by your vision. Now, I don't know how many ministers, a lot of my spiritual sons, wonderful people. Jesse, you need to extend this thing. My God, man. I said, because this is a meeting, it's a lot of fun. Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I wanted Kathy and everybody thought I was crazy. I was going to get me some golf carts. and I was going to have them drive down the aisle throwing beads. Now, that's New Orleans, buddy. And y'all would love that. Kathy, we can't do that. That's why her name is not on any building in this ministry. My name is on these buildings. You know, you got to think ahead. You got to think. You got to grab attention and hold on it with great tenacity. People don't like all said. They don't want that. Now, look at Kathy. Look at she said, I'm going to kill you this afternoon. I just want you to know that. You know? Because I said, I want people to understand the flavor of New Orleans. I want people to understand the flavor of the Holy Spirit, the flavor of the worship. And that when you leave here, you'll go, whew, did we have time? And I didn't wear you out. We ain't changing this thing. Unless God, Jeff, just told me to do that. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night.
Welcome to Glorious Moments. You know, I believe that you're going to be encouraged by this testimony from a family that is learning the value of giving. My husband and I, when we first got married, we would only give to our church when we had the extra money. We've been in church my whole life, and I was never really taught the value and reasons behind tithes and offerings. We feel that we should be giving offerings to any minister that we listen to and provides teachings to us. I was listening to you and what you teach on giving that taught me about the four types of giving. I bought the small pocket-sized book and read it and had my husband read it too. I don't think we would be at the point that we are now if it wasn't for your teachings. At the beginning of 2024, my husband was due to go in for his review. This is where he gets his yearly increase and bonus check for meeting the company goals. He was expecting a certain amount for the bonus and came out with $2,000 more than what was expected. Thank you again for your teachings on the tithes and offerings. We have two teenagers who both are working now, and we have put the teachings of tithes and offerings to work in them. We are teaching them the importance of this. I want my kids to be ahead of the game with understanding why this is important. Thank you for your teachings and for all the products and broadcasts that you put out there. You are making a difference. I love that. You know, Psalms 118 verse 23 says, "This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes." Jesse and I are thankful for our ministry partners that help us to reach people and change lives through the many outlets of our ministry. I hope that you send me your testimony of how God has used JDM to impact your life today, because we're here together reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. God bless you.
Vision will give you courage. Gives you courage to stand up for what's right.
Your vision should trample all moods and all feelings, because the great thoughts of God are impossibilities. I'm not moved by what I feel, I'm moved by what I believe. Now I'm gonna tell you something, we got things to do. You better know how to run.
God's gonna say, go. When it's moving, I see the vision get bigger and better, and you will complete it.
You know, I'm expecting sparks of vision to fly around here at this year's Visionary Conference. It's next week, Thursday, July the 11th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 12th at 10 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. that night. Listen to this. Registration and admission are totally free. Listen, no matter where you are in your walk with God, He's got a vision for your future, and with Him, you will see it come to pass. That's why you don't want to miss this event. I call it an event because it's happening, see? We will also be streaming it live on all our social media platforms. You can get all the details of the Visionary Conference at our website, jdm.org. I'm telling you, you'll find your gift. And once you find your gift, you'll complete your destiny and reach your destination. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to offer the most sold book I've ever wrote in my entire life. It's called Heaven: Close Encounters of the God Kind. You need to get a copy of this if you don't have it. It will answer many of the questions you might have about heaven. I also talk about some of the many supernatural encounters I've had with the Lord. This happened actually in 1988. It will minister to you. Literally hundreds of thousands of them have went all over the world. And it is such a blessing. I'll never forget this. It was just wonderful. How do I get it? Go to our website at jdm.org. You can order it there. It will bless you and minister greatly to you. Partners, thank you. I can't say it enough what you do for this ministry. You know, every time I get on that road, and I'm on it all the time, I bring you with me. People say, you don't know, seem to ever get, you don't seem to be alone. I'm not. I got my partners with me. You send me, and I want to tell you something. Every dollar, every euro, every whatever Swiss dollars, I call it dollars, francs, call it what you want, it goes 100% into world evangelism. Did you hear it? We've been debt-free since 1982. Everything you send goes into world evangelism. Debt-free for so long, we didn't even know what debt's about. Thank you, partners, for helping us reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. That's what it's all about. You know, I mean, and I said it last week, I'll say it again. I wish all these things were free. I wish television was free and everything, but you know it's not. And that's okay. Those people have to make a living. But I made up my mind. God, I will complete the destiny and destination you've given me, but I need partners to help me. So would you help us today to reach people? Don't miss next week. Part 3 of the panoramic view of the vision is coming. You don't want to miss this because it's going to help you receive your vision. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at JDM.org.
We have a great partner offer this month. It's titled, Is There Anything Too Hard for the Lord? This is one of our boardroom chats that will build your faith in God's goodness and power. Christians often limit God with doubt and unbelief. Why would you do that? It's time to exercise your faith completely and believe God for the impossible. Nothing's too hard for Him. Get your copy at JDM.org.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at JDM.org.
Vision will summon in you a sanctified will and produce the power of self-direction. So I'll know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Why? Christ in me, the hope of glory. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. The Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth, not some truth or a truth, all truth.